Today is Thursday, March the 28th, 2024. Well, welcome to episode 89 of Rural Reliance with the Candy Couple. I'm Julia.
And I'm Aaron.
We're a small homestead family that work every single day on being more self-sufficient, less reliant, and dependent on outside sources while merging homesteading and frugality.
And it's the end of the month. You know what that means? It is time for, what month is March? Homestead Frugal Tactics.
Yes. And this is where it can kind of seem a little bit redundant, but where we talk about how we are on budget, how we're failing, how we're succeeding. And this keeps us open and honest. It keeps us in touch with you all. We will tell you where we fail. We will tell you where we think we're going to fail next month. But this is to help us keep our goals in front of us, moving one step forward, and to show you you can do this too.
Yes. And
little changes add up.
It does. Which, talking about little changes, if you haven't heard, Dollar Tree is going to be rising their prices again.
So we're seeing another hit of inflation.
What they are saying is they're still going to have some $1.25 stuff.
But they're going to have new products.
All the new products will be $1.50 now.
Or more.
And my dad even said, wait a minute, you know, I saw some stuff for $1.50 there today. And I was like, wow, I didn't realize it was...
It was this fast.
It was, yeah, right. I didn't realize it was going to start now. I thought, you know, maybe we got a month or so before this hits. And then they're
talking... And we're out in the middle of nowhere. Right. Our little Dollar Tree's out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. And then they're talking about, oh, you know, our $5 section is not going to be a $5 section anymore. It's going to be a $5 to $7 section.
Yeah. Now.
Yes. So.
So here's what they're going to keep doing. At least this is our opinion. What they're going to keep doing is they're going to keep continuously and slowly raising these prices by a quarter and by a quarter to see when people are actually going to stop going to shop there. Because a lot of people will go shop there and think they're getting a better deal.
Right.
And a bag of rice, a pound of rice, 2 pounds of rice, you might be able to get cheaper somewhere else. But you're thinking the Dollar Tree, you're naturally thinking you're going to save a buck. So it is frustrating because we're seeing the cost of everything keep going up more and more.
And it's showing, too, because Dollar Tree's in financial trouble now. And you heard, oh, they're shutting down all kind of stores. Well, they were shutting down all kind of Family Dollar stores.
Where they've merged together.
Right. There was only a few Dollar Trees they were actually going to close. So they know Dollar Tree is their better business model. However,
it's not a Dollar Tree anymore.
Right. However, they've got to make up some sort of money. So that is your price increases coming.
This is crazy. So that's why this is so important to us, because we are always looking to make sure we are maximizing our budget, maximizing our savings, while still living the lifestyle we want to live. We want to go do things. We want to go to places. We want to go meet new people. We want to have, you know, the ability to go out to eat if we want to go out to eat. We want all of those things built into our life and our budget. And that is why we do this, and we budget, and we're very strict with our budget, and we know where we're spending and what we're spending our money on.
Yeah.
And I will say this month, we didn't hit 60%, but we're over 50.
Right at 50, I think.
Oh, sorry, I might sneeze.
we're right around 50% savings rate this month. Not where we wanted to be, but...
This was a very heavy travel month for us.
Right.
I mean, this was a very heavy travel
month. So, we had a 4-day trip plus a whole day trip.
Yes.
By itself. And you'll hear about where we went and
next
week's podcast.
Yeah.
So, we had travel. Which means we're going to have... more hit the budget.
More expenses.
Yeah.
And we do try to cut our costs on food and things like that. But for me, we're still so new to traveling with a toddler, because we've not really traveled with her a lot. Very, very little.
Yeah.
That going, you know, me dealing with food on top of that and dealing with her, it's too much for me. There's only so much bandwidth I have.
It was hard enough making sure she got enough walks.
It was. All you saw me do was walk around, go grocery stores and everything. So, but the trip was budgeted for. We do have a set sinking fund for trips, for vacations.
For vacations.
We put money into this every month. We kind of plan our vacations when we want to. And but we're always putting money into this fund to cover anything like that.
And this paid for our hotels.
Yes.
Now, how did we save on our hotels? Okay,
they so... did a couple different things here.
So, our local insurance company, Farm Bureau, has a site for discounts. You can get up to 20%. And I had a work discount thing I checked as well. And it wasn't as much as the Farm Bureau one. It was close to about 20% savings with Choice Hotels and Wyndham's. So we used that. Saved us about 20%. It was still cheaper than using any of those other
travel sites
even.
Aaron also used the web browser extension so we can catch back on them as well.
Right.
Was it Rakuten?
I think it was Rakuten on that. I'm not 100% sure which one it was. It's been a while because we made these reservations in January. But, you know, this is how we budgeted for them this month when they hit. And we made sure to use at the time, a 2.5% cash back card on top of that. So, you know, 22.5% savings, yep, pretty much. And that's the plus whatever we get from Rakuten or something, which I think was 1%, 2%, something like that. So, I mean, we're getting close to the 25% savings rate then. That's about as best as you can ask for.
And we prefer hotels to Airbnbs. That's just, Airbnbs aren't our thing. They're just not. I know a lot of people swear by them and everything. It's just not our thing. If we're going to go, we're either going to go camping. It was too cold. We're still in this area. It's a little too chilly.
We haven't went on a small trip with the little one yet camping.
We have not.
Which we've got to do before we take a longer trip.
Before we do a longer one, yeah. We're thinking of actually renting a camp spot like 5 minutes down the road. And that way, if we had to, we could come back home.
Yeah.
And see how that works out. We did keep our impulse shopping to a minimum.
We did. We did. We had a few things we bought.
I bought this, got an amazing deal on a real leather purse.
Yes.
A little pouch, like, for your phone and a little wallet and a few small things. It was amazing. It's really pretty. Cowhide.
$20.
It's really, I mean, it was an amazing price.
Yeah. I mean, we got a few items and everything. If you had seen some of our posts, we went to the Kentucky Sustainable Living event. We'll talk more about, you know, how that went and everything. But we got some things at the event. So a few things here, a few things there. And we went to another event the weekend before, and we got a few things here and there. But we were still able to mostly stay on budget for the month.
We'll talk about our fails.
Yeah, we'll talk about fails in a minute.
We'll talk about our fails in a minute. Electricity. So, when we tell you how much we paid and we tell you what we got from our electric company, you're going to be like, how is this even possible?
I know.
So, our electric bill, we were under budget. We were under budget.
It was
171-ish.
Okay, 171-ish. I didn't have the exact dollar amount up here at the moment. You know.
Everybody's like, God, you all use a lot of electricity.
I was like, not that great. Well, then our electric company had sent us a thing out comparing us to energy efficient homes in the area, and saying that we actually did better than the energy efficient homes last month.
So if that tells you how expensive our energy is up here.
And okay, we're talking energy efficient now. How much was
a non-energy efficient
house?
And we see it all the time. Aaron has friends on Facebook, or he'll see a post talking
for 800s,
you know, huge, huge dollar amounts. Like, how are these people affording this? Because it's hard to find good, I mean, jobs where you can actually afford to pay that kind of a bill, where it's not a whole paycheck.
Right.
It's going to your electric bill. It's crazy. But, you know, we were still under budget. We're being very cautious, very careful.
Still not where we wanted to be, but I guess in comparison, it was pretty good.
Pretty good. We're energy efficient. We're even, you know, we're higher than energy efficient on the rating scale, but we still can't get our bill down.
I know. Frustrating.
It is so frustrating. That last year, it probably would have been like 120.
It probably would have because we've had about, well, it's probably 130 because we've had about two $20 increases since then.
And they're probably going to increase this again. Because they're talking about updating the systems and putting it for more efficiency.
I didn't even tell you about the one I read the other day in the paper.
Oh, my word.
So, they're wanting to put in a big, I think it was a solar or location. I want to say close to Roanoke or something. But it said, we're not going to ask to recoup the cost of this now. We'll do that later on.
Yep. Another price hike.
Yep.
Food. So this month's grocery budget has been pretty good on point. We've had some more stockpiling items to get this month. I had to have some things on hand that I feel okay with Isabel having for when we do yard selling, things like that. They're grab and go. Easy to have on hand. And we had to price check for the best price. Because we don't go to Sam's Club terribly often. We go and get them when we can. And I kind of doubled up on those and a few small things. They have a really good price on their dried mangoes. And she likes those. But these are things that last us for months and months. These are not things like they're gone within 2 days. They're months and months and months down the line. So
right now we'll probably end up
right on point.
About $300 of groceries for the month.
Yeah, because I have a few items to get this next week that are on sale. I've really been focusing on sale items, building my pantry, keeping my working pantry rotated and full.
Yeah, and this month too, we did have to stock up on flour.
We did. Well, we'll have another stock up next month as well.
But, you know,
because I've been doing a lot more baking, and it's a lot more expensive because when we're going shifting from, you know, a lot of ingredient food to single ingredient food, the single ingredient foods are very expensive.
Shouldn't
like
be.
Three or four times more.
Shouldn't be.
Which is crazy, but that's what it is. And eventually we'll get to where we're grinding our own flour. It's just not something at this point in time, I can add in. I have the things to do it. I'm able to do it. It's just adding that into my list of things with all the other projects we've been going in. I'm not ready for it.
Right.
Not ready to learn that way. Let me learn with flour and then we'll add the other. And I have a sinus infection. So that's what the coughing and the water is in the voice. I don't have anything else. But we did stock up on some really good food deals for us. And I feel like $300, considering all we got, wasn't really bad.
Right. I agree.
Aaron, this is all Aaron. He signed us up for a new credit card.
Yes. So, signed us up for a new one. Shop Your Way. This was the one I talked about to maximize the gas, which is a 5% card. So we get 5% on gas. I think it also, I want to say it was 3% on groceries and restaurants too, something like that. So it had a few different ones, but this is one that is really... people talk about that it runs specials all the time. So we have like they might say, okay, you spend $100 on groceries this month, you'll get like 15% cash back. You know, that's something I've read in the past. So we knew we was going on the trip and they had an introductory offer as well. So this was also to sort of, you know, maximize our savings on the trip. So the introductory offer would probably get us about 15% savings on stuff at the moment. So we were trying to do that.
Yep. Aaron's all about making sure we get the best. And gas was something he knew we needed a better card for.
Yeah, because we didn't have anything over, most of the time, the 2.5%.
Right. There was a point where we were getting 6% back.
And that they stopped that at the grocery store there. Yeah. So.
Homestead. So we've saved a lot of money this month on the homestead. But we're also saved a lot of money this year because what we've been doing is we are making some updates to our garden, some big updates that we've never done before. And it is, we've been going very slow with it. So every single month we're going to buy buckets at Rural King, however many we can fit in the vehicle. And it's kind of helped our budget because we can't fit the amount that we need in the vehicle. So you have to buy them slow. Because you're buying them slow, you're not getting that upfront cost all at once.
Right.
So we've been buying buckets slowly, and that's really been helping with the slow build to that. We do have a few things that we need to get for the homestead this upcoming month. We'll talk about that here in a minute for next month. The other thing we did was seed starting. So even with our seed starting setup, it didn't really increase our electric bill that much. We were still considered energy efficient.
We were running this every day.
At least 12 hours.
Yes. Yeah.
Probably closer to 13 or 14.
Mm-hmm.
Because we would do it when we got up in the morning till we went to bed. Right. That tends to be ours. I know a lot of people like a timer. We don't.
Yeah, we just turn it on and off.
We just flip it on and off. It works for us. But the other thing is when I up-potted our plants, we had all the potting soil we needed. I had stockpiled us on potting soil, so we actually ended up didn't have to buy any potting soil because I just used what we already had on hand.
Right.
And that really saved us. Also used cups we had on hand, everything. So we didn't have to do any purchasing or anything this year. We really tried to use what we already had and just save some money that way. And it's worked out really well. The plants are massive. We came back on vacation and they hadn't had any light for 4 days.
Well,
two
full days.
Yeah. And they are doubled in size.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy. So our failures. We had a couple of big failures this month.
We did. Miscellaneous was over budget.
It was. So what we did, and this was on us, is we held off making some purchases we needed to make.
Yep.
And we had to make them this month. We should have been pushing them out and spreading them out throughout the year when we have this budget here for this. And because if we would have done it in January, how much did we have in miscellaneous?
Just $170 in January.
We wouldn't have been over.
Right. I mean, we weren't a terrible amount over. We had one big purchase that really put us over. Otherwise, we would have been basically on point.
Yeah.
And that's with us traveling and buying other stuff we wouldn't normally buy.
Absolutely. So we were able to manage it. We figured this month we would be over but this is just us a learning curve where we really need to make sure we're writing down bigger purchases that we need or want for our home. Because Aaron's always searching for the best. So we both are. Even for this bigger purchase that we had to make, he was looking on every single website, trying to get codes to get discounts, everything. He couldn't get anything. But it was a purchase we had to make for our house.
Yeah.
So that was a fail for us. And we've kind of have to learn that we need to spread these out a little bit better and be more diligent in our planning. It was a lot of little things for Isabel she needed to have. For the trip, like some things to keep her busy that were travel friendly and some other things that, you know, we wanted to have around the house for, that we just kind of held off on buying and then we had it all hit at once.
Right.
The other misstep that we had is we didn't have so much in gift cards. I knew this was going to happen. Aaron was hopeful, but I knew this was going to happen because I was.
So, you know, we said we wanted to at least average 100. Right now, we will be at $20 in gift cards for the month. So, we're like $80 off in those gift cards. So, that really, you know, it didn't hurt the budget per se, but it didn't help not having them either, you know. So, it's something that we hope picks back up where we're able to dedicate some more time to some of these. I will say, like, for me, I had at least got $20 in swag bucks for the past 2 months. I haven't had time to do that any this month so far. So that's, you know, that's half of, you know, what could have been.
Well, and then for the one that I really like, Cloud Connect, it is spring break. So those surveys have kind of teetered off for us. But CrowdTap has been working pretty well for us. I've been able to get a few.
15 bucks from it, and $5 was from one of the receipt apps.
So we are moving forward. Aaron has such high hopes that this is going to be higher. I'm okay with 20 to 30 bucks. It kind of helps with the miscellaneous budget. Mm-hmm. I would like it to be higher, but it's not going to be that way every single time.
Right.
Okay, so, oh, food. We went on our trip. So we've talked about it. We ate out.
Yep.
We did. We struggle. If we were camping, sorry.
She keeps clapping.
If we were camping, it would be easier. I'd be able to manage cooking or, you know, dealing with meals. But going to hotels is, for me, it's a struggle. It really is. I struggle
with
that.
Right. So we had to eat out. So
we planned around it, though.
We did. We tried to maximize it as much as possible. You know, if there was any coupons or, you know, hey.
App.
Right. And, hey, like this one we went to, got the deal of the night, you know, for example. Stuff like that.
So, and it worked out really well. It was also our anniversary.
Right.
It was our anniversary week, so it's okay to have an out meal out. We're not, you know, it is what it is at this point. So next month we have a few really big lofty goals, and we have some things that are going to hit our budget. So first one is transfer switches. This is Aaron. He's got to decide what we're doing.
We've got to decide what we're doing, get somebody or get that installed. We're wasting a solar right now by not running some of this stuff off of it too. Save money. We need to get this done as soon as possible.
So that is on the list. Aaron knows we're going to get that done.
Or try to. Or at least try to schedule something.
Yeah, get it scheduled so we can get somebody out here. The problem we're running into is which option works best for our home, because we thought we figured out what was needed. Then when Aaron was doing more research, he's like, I don't know if this is going to work.
Right. We got to see if we're wanting a transfer switch with the well pump on it, with the well pump off of it, or if we are wanting to go with one of the EcoFlow smart panels, which will cost more to install too.
The next thing is grocery. I need to place an Azure order in the next 2 or 3 months, so I really want to make sure I'm not spending all of our grocery budget, that I'm saving most of that stockpile money, minus my flour purchases, so I can make an order from Azure. So I need to get some wheat. I need to get some wheat berries. I need to get some oatmeal and a few other things to have on hand that we like to get from there. They have the best price on oatmeal. They really do. I have not found one that's better, and it tastes so much better. Yeah. It tastes 100% better. The other thing is we have a car. We need to get movies, so we've got to get it checked.
Yeah, so we had a car that got good gas mileage.
It's really good gas mileage.
Except it's a two-door, which, you know, with a baby is not practical. You know, for just me trips out or on certain things, we got to get it going again.
So we worked on that today, and the next thing is to get it to the mechanic to have a quick check over and get the sticker updated.
Yep.
Because in Virginia, you have to have a sticker on your windshield. Yeah. Then we have plumbing issue. We have a plumber coming to look at and give us a quote on. This is just something that's outside of our wheelhouse. We will DIY to a certain extent. Plumbing and electrical is not my extent.
No. I mean, you know, I can do a few little things electrical-wise, like ham radio or solar-wise now, but getting outside of those realms, you know, it's I'm not comfortable enough.
No, we would rather just hire someone, preferably someone local, small business. It's the way we kind of support our area. And it does help. And then the other thing is, this is me, we forgot about it. It's my new Fitbit. I got a new Fitbit. It broke like 5 minutes before we were leaving the house. Like literally 5 minutes before we were leaving the house. And it's like, I can't fix it. And you can't. But I got years and years out of this thing. It's so, lasted a really long
time. So we have a lot of things coming up that
we've got a plan for and budget around.
Right. So, you know, some of these things will be harder to do. Like, we do know, you know, like the transfer switch, the installing for it. If we included it in the budget, it would probably put us over.
Yeah. But we've also set that cash aside for this.
Right.
Because when Aaron set up his solar system, we set a budget for that. Mm-hmm. And he hadn't met that budget. And we knew what those numbers were looking like. So this was just part of it in a bigger picture.
Right. Now, plumbing, we you know, this could be in our unexpected expense category. Well, it will be in our unexpected expense
category. We're hoping it's an easy fix, but I'm expecting it not to be.
I am too.
I'm counting. Here's how we look at it. Expect the absolute worst.
Yes.
And then when the best happens, you are surprised and happy. So expect them to have to rip out a wall. Because if you expect the little purchase, and that's what you're planning for, when the big purchase happens, the big disaster,
yep.
It hurts so much worse. So right. Plan for the big disaster, not the little one.
So we've got a few things like that that are going to, you know, be next month, but we're going to work hard to hit those other areas. You know, hopefully electric's down some, you know, heat hasn't been running as much.
We might actually be able to turn it off.
Right. Miscellaneous, we might have a few small things, but hopefully we don't have nothing big to hit that category. You know, stuff like that. That is what we're trying to go for next month.
We do have a few homestead purchases we have to make. We got some fencing to get, but that will come out of our homestead budget. That's the same thing with the log splitter that we're looking to get. All those will come out of that homestead fund because there are some trees we were looking at. We might possibly get a couple of peach and apple trees.
We gotta hurry up and decide that too.
Yeah, because they need to get in the ground.
Right.
Well, do you have any final thoughts for this month?
You know, this was...
It was a weird but not weird month.
Right. Most of our months wouldn't have a vacation in it or have a large purchase like that. So, those two contributed to, you know, being closer to being over budget, you know. But we were right at it there. So, you know, I'd like to have that 60-70% savings, but this month it was closer to 50.
Yep. And that is the main goal, is 50%. We want to shoot for the stars and be even higher than that, but the main goal is always to make sure we're saving 50% of our take home.
Right. And, you know, we are not including any of the money we make from our eBay side hustle into this either. So all of that goes straight into savings.
Yeah, well, back into that business.
Back into the business or savings for that business. So that is something we do not consider into the budget either.
No, yeah, because we're just looking at that as an investment so we can continue to buy, continue to buy stuff to sell.
Yeah. What about
inventory?
You?
It was a long month. It was a very long month. I felt like March is always a super hard, long month for us. Yeah, or it has been the past couple of years. And this one was just really long. And I feel good. I know we went over in areas that we didn't want to go over. But I feel like we learned very valuable lessons of if we are making these plans, we have a tendency to hold off too long to make a purchase. And we can't keep doing that.
Right, right. Because I know there's some other things, like that fencing. Hey, we got to have that soon. We can't keep holding off on that.
Right, I need to get it up and get it finished and get everything done. And it's not one thing like, yeah, well, okay, we could wait till the garden's in. But then what if we have another big purchase that we have to make that month? Mm-hmm. And then it just keeps piling up because we have all these big purchases that we're making. Now we're saving money in the months before, but it all kind of washes out in the end. So I'd rather kind of spread these costs out.
Right. Totally agree.
So I think that's the biggest lesson we learned this month. We've really got to be better at due diligence and find a better system to make sure we're keeping track of all the larger purchases we need to make and when we want to plan on them to get those done.
Agree. If you've got any comments, questions, anything you want to hear in a future episode, you can send that to thecannycouple@yahoo.com, or you can go over and check out our link tree, which has all of our other content on all the other social media sites that we're on. And
as always, thank you for joining us on The Canny Couple, where we work hard, live simple, and enjoy life. Have a wonderful day.